This episode of the Game Club podcast contains spoilers for Hearthstone. Oh, Joey's got some more of that coconut drink.
Ooh, coconutty.
Said, you wouldn't have heard about this. I bought Joey a bunch of Asian snacks. Joey's got a coconut drink.
I have a Celsius.
Joey's got a strawberry drink with chunks of coconut in it.
I don't want chunky in my drink, if that makes sense. Like, it's the same as, like, fruit juice with pulp in it.
Yeah, I'm with you there, but I would have thought this would have been quite refreshing, but we had it on Two Blokes from Blighty. This episode will be out by the time that's out. But we had this on Two Blokes from Blighty, and it was really weird to have to chew part of your drink.
Yeah, Two Blokes is back.
Two Blokes is black.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is going to date the
episode. Two Blokes is black.
Oh, I don't know what you heard, Slade.
That's what I heard, Tim.
Maybe we'll never go back. But the new episode is out on Wednesday, which dates when this is being
the 13th. It's out, right?
Happy Mario Day. While
happy
we're
Mario
here.
Day.
Nope.
Happy Mario. Yeah. I'm so excited for Thousand Year Door.
Thousand Year Door's going to be good.
Yep.
You guys talk Mario. I'll be back in a bit.
All right. Thousand Year Door is going to be good. Luigi's Mansion. I've never played a Luigi's Mansion game, so.
Luigi's Mansion's quite good. I always find that the games where it has more focus on other characters than Mario always are real bangers for Nintendo.
Yeah.
So
Wario's Woods and WarioWare. Yoshi's Island. John Madden.
Not the turn I expected, but like Bowser's Inside Story, where you get like to play as Bowser.
Oh yeah, you get to live out a Vore fantasy as Mario.
Yeah,
it's really cool. But then they announced a movie, and I'm just a little bit like, that the movie was okay. The first one, and now they're doing another one, and for some reason they're announcing it 2 years in advance.
I stand. Well, they did that for the Mario movie too, but
they just revealed details like the cast.
My question stands is that why are they calling it the Mario Cinematic Universe and not the Nintendo one? That's the question I have.
I mean, when you consider shows like Captain N, the Game Master existed, it's not impossible to have,
Nintendo crossover stuff. But does that exclude, like, Zelda? Does that exclude, like, Metroid from being a thing? F-Zero from being a thing? Because
Captain N and Mega Man.
I know, but they're technically not, like, Mario, you know? Yeah. Mario Cinematic Universe.
Well, if you look at the window at Hyrule Castle, you'll find some Mario paintings.
Actually.
Let's get Joey back involved in the conversation. Yeah,
sure.
What video games are you excited for, Joey?
I don't really like video games that much.
No?
No. I was telling Slade I've got a really good quiz planned for the end of this, but it's nothing to do with video games.
I like it.
So
let's talk about Helldivers for a second then.
Oh, yes, okay. I'm back in the room.
All right, I'm going to leave the room while y'all do that.
Nope,
y'all said that about Baldur's Gate. I'm not doing it again.
It's nothing like Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, but y'all hyped it up too.
This is straight up war shooter, and you can throw in airstrike. Slade, it's your bag.
There's guns, Slade.
And aliens and robots. Alabama intensifies.
I mean, we don't need to talk about Helldivers. We gushed about it on Two Blokes. So.
We did. Have you seen the mechs, by the way?
Yeah, I played them on Friday.
They're apparently a bit of a glass cannon, but very fun.
Not mad on them.
Nah.
Makes everything a bit too imbalanced.
I mean, the breaker in patch one would like a word.
Yeah, but we still got absolutely bum-rushed by enemies in that. So the mech suits make it a little bit too easy, in my opinion.
Slade, what video games are you excited for? Obviously, Thousand Year Door.
Thousand Year Door. Atlas finally did it and got my money. Or soon they will. Because they announced that they're doing the answer for Persona 3 Reload. And I said I wasn't going to buy it without that because I didn't think they would do it. Because I don't think anybody competent works at Atlas anymore, but... You know, Persona 5 was also on Game Pass at one time, and it's gone now.
Yeah. Tim, I'm pretty sure you buy all the games you want to play, even if they're on Game Pass on Steam. I think that's true, too.
Yeah, you did buy Starfield.
If there's a game I'm interested in taking as a handheld, then yes, I will buy it on Steam.
That's the other thing. I want to play it on my Steam Deck and
Just get the Game Pass app.
I just don't want to go through the faff of that.
It's not a faff. You put a browser in and tell it to go to a website.
I don't have a keyboard for it.
Shift. The Steam key and the X button.
Yeah, but then it's... I just don't want to do it.
Oh, okay, fine.
I just don't want to.
That's what it boils down to.
I don't. I can't be bothered. That's what it boils down to. But also, I was saying earlier, it's been like a busy week, right?
Yeah. So, tell us about your busy week.
Well, not my busy week, but just for the world a bit, because we were talking in the Discord. Rooster Teeth is dead. Rooster Teeth is dead. Also dead, Akira Toriyama. He's dead.
Wearing a Dragon Ball sleeveless hoodie.
Yep, the creator of Dragon Ball Z.
Tim, you say that like it's in memoriam.
It is.
The northern
my boy Toriyama.
The northern boy, he had a birthday.
The northern boy's dead.
Northern boy's dead.
No, he's like 1,000. He can't die, apparently.
He's like an eldritch being.
I don't know how I feel about that. He's the same age as me.
Yeah. So we had Mario Day. There was some other big announcement I'm trying to think about that showed up, but I think that's about it.
Was it the Horizon Zero Dawn requirements for PC were
no. Oh, no.
Oh, what's
they
this?
They are very high-end. Let's put it that way.
I'm going to quickly look this up.
Oh, look, Tim's on his keyboard.
I'm on my phone, actually.
See, that's what I normally do to be quiet and polite.
Horizon Zero. I like how Tim went on his phone to be quiet, but then dictated everything he's writing.
Keyboard specs.
Like a boomer over here.
It's Forbidden West, isn't it? Not Zero Dawn.
Yeah, sorry, I meant Forbidden West.
Forbidden...
I actually think Zero Dawn's requirements on PC were fairly
reasonable.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, what we got? Right, okay, so they want a minimum 3060.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, minimum 1650 and a recommended 3060.
Yeah.
It's not terrible, but it's definitely higher end than Zero Dawn. Obviously, Zero Dawn was a PS4 game, Forbidden West a PS5 game.
Yeah.
Yes. Should we get into the episode?
Go on then, give us a spoiler warning, Tim.
Is there spoilers for this?
Yes.
Okay, fine. This episode of the Game Club podcast contains spoilers for Hearthstone.
Oh, Hearthstone. Oh, you're going to have to put the stupid song in here.
Well, that one.
Well, now you don't.
Oh, I'm just going to loop that throughout the whole episode. I'm set. No, definitely legal screen recording for me and my audio.
That sounds horrendous.
I'm one of your hosts, Tim, at WhenBenBo on everything except Pokemon Go, where it's WhenBenGo. I'm joined by my usual co-hosts. Let's start with Slade.
Hello, I'm Slade. Find me at Slade Plays Games on everything except Instagram. Slade's Life over there.
Good. And Joey.
Hi. I've actually noticed that my drink actually says that you've got to chew it on the bottle, and this one's much chewier than the last one.
So I pointed out that got a chew in the two blokes from Blighter recording, but it's good to know that, you know, the more it absorbs. Just gagged into the mic. Are we recording these on video still or
no? No, not this one.
Fair enough. So we're here to talk about Hearthstone, but as always, we're going to get into a gaming-related question for the gang. I'm going to ask, what film or TV series would you like to see adapted into a game?
That's a really hard question. I don't really watch TV or film that's gameable.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad would be an awful video game.
No, it'd be a business tycoon game.
Yeah, it's a business tycoon with a stealth mechanic in it, is what it is.
The safe room is underneath the floor. Underneath a leaky boiler.
looking over at my shelf of things to see what I can find.
I have got one. Now, you're going to tell me that there is this as a video game, but it's not the same. Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay, yeah.
So Mad Max the video game is not Fury Road.
Isn't it set in Tom Hardy's Mad Max?
Yeah, no. It's set in Mel Gibson's.
Mad Max. It is Mel Gibson's.
Yeah, yeah. So Fury Road is the Tom Hardy version.
Oh, I have
one. Oh, right. Sorry, I'm thinking of Thunderdome.
Yeah, so Thunderdome, Thunderdome 1 and 2, I don't know what their names are Mel Gibson. But Fury Road is Tom Hardy.
Is Fury Road the one that we went to go and see?
Yes.
Oh, what a movie.
But that's the one I think should be a video game.
Yeah.
It takes elements of that, but it's all about getting oil to go racing. The video game.
Cool. You said Mel Gibson, and my brain was like, The Passion of Christ, the game.
I like it.
That X to have put in the nails.
Hold on. In the Passion of the Christ video game, you think you would play as the Romans.
So it's an alternative perspective.
That's what I started
it's
laughing
a power
about.
Fantasy.
Oh, it's so awful.
I would like to see a... What would I like to see? I think it could be fun to have like something Truman Show-esque. Like where you're just watching the world kind of fall apart around you and you have to work out what's going on. Not necessarily a Truman Show video game, but like, you know, hey, nothing is real kind of thing. That'd be neat. Joey, what do you
tell by mine and Slade's reaction, we do not agree.
Nope. I think there's a couple of games that do that. I don't know why I'm thinking of We Happy Few doing it, but...
I don't know if We Happy... I mean, the closest thing I could think of is... spoilers for Metal Gear Solid 2, where it turns out everything is a simulation. Neat.
I don't remember everything being a simulation.
Yeah, because remember the kernel glitches out and like he's on the codec being like, Raiden, turn off the console immediately.
And then I remember you being naked in that game and being able to do flips with your hands over your junk.
Yeah.
That's what I remember about. Oh, and the guy who voices, is it Hermes or Dr. Zoidberg, plays a vampire?
That he's a guy called Vamp. He's a vampire. It's very creative, Kojima. Big props. is voiced by the same guy who plays Hermes Conrad from Futurama. Yeah.
You know what'd be really cool would be that show, because I looked at the shelf behind me a second ago, Red versus Blue. I'm sure that'd be a good video game.
That'd be neat.
Would. The only other DVD I can see that I'm willing to say should be a film... is Four Lions. Not a film, a game. I don't think you could make Four Lions into a game.
No, probably
it's
not.
It's a British comedy about terrorism, Slade.
It's very funny. The film, not funny. Terrorism.
Well.
Yeah. move on.
Do you regret this question, Tim?
A little bit. Let's move swiftly on to talking about Hearthstone. So Hearthstone is a... free-to-play online digital trading card game set in the World of Warcraft universe, where you play as some of the notable figures in the World of Warcraft universe, and you basically just play a trading card game against each other with a unique ability per hero or champion or whatever you want to call them. This game launched on March 11th, 2014, so it is a 10-year anniversary as of tomorrow, at the time of recording, which is why there's a big 10-year anniversary event on. Thought it'd be a great time to record it. And what else? Let's talk about scores. So, a bit of a mixed bag when it comes to scores. It's got an 88% on Metacritic, an 87% on OpenCritic, and SourceForge gave it a 1.5 out of 5. They really didn't like this thing. But I'm going to go to... I should probably talk about awards and stuff. In terms of awards that it won the British Academy Game Award for multiplayer. It won the Game Award for Best Mobile and Handheld Game because it is available on mobile and PC. And it was nominated for Game Award Game of the Year and also the Best Esports Game. I'm going to go to immediate thoughts with Joey.
So I really enjoyed playing Hearthstone. It was very easy to play. It's very easy to pick up and just roll with. We did 3 hours. I don't know if you said that yet. So Tim set a cap of 3 hours. And I think...
I think that's enough.
I think it was enough to kind of get a grasp of the game. I think that the card designs were good. I think that there was a huge variety in what the cards did, so they had different powers. The kind of base game of needing to remove 30 health from your opponent using the cards that you put on the table was, you know, sufficient. It never felt like a slog. The thing I've really hated about this game is when I signed in and it made me watch a musical number, and I thought that the minute I loaded it in, if we weren't doing it for the podcast, I would have uninstalled it there and then, because not only was it a musical number, but it was a terrible musical number.
See, I've been playing Hearthstone for many a year, so I didn't get that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I did, and I wish I didn't.
Slate.
But yeah, it was okay.
It's another one of these. Why didn't we like it this week, Slade?
It's just boring. It's just the screen making some wishy-wish effects, and
that sounds like video games. Yeah,
you're describing a TV being on.
It's just like, I don't know. Maybe my brain's not wired enough for it. But I just thought it was unfathomably boring a lot. Especially
the last couple of games I've picked.
Yeah. The tutorial drug on for what felt like forever. Now, what I did versus Joey was I started this at work like on a rainy day. And when the musical number started, I left my phone on my desk, went to the bathroom, gave one good shit, and then came back to play it.
Nice. So I have to agree. The tutorial is so long. So, I think the first
like
hour,
I got it. I understood how to play the game after like the first one. I didn't need.
Well, I don't know if you did what I did, Slade. In the first hour, I played as a tutorial, and it was still about halfway through.
Yeah.
And then there's a way that you can just skip the tutorial.
Yeah.
And I did that, and then it paired you online with people, and that made it much more fun.
Yep. I think the only nice thing, and this is going to be my only highlight, is hearing a lot of the audio from Warcraft 3, which I played up, down, left, right, and the expansion Frozen Throne.
He's named the cardinal directions. That's how you know he did it.
I didn't play it downwards, though.
Ah.
You did say down, though. You said up, down, left, right.
Oh, did I? Okay. Anyways, but it was nice to hear that, but beyond that, I got nothing else to say about it. It's a very droll 3 hours. And I don't think if I hadn't have been at work and being paid, I don't think I would have played it. I would have found something else here around the house.
Cool. Well, as mentioned, I've been playing this game for quite a while. I tend to go in and out of phases of playing Hearthstone because I like TCGs. I played the Dragon Ball one. I played the Final Fantasy one. I've played some Magic the Gathering. Like this.
Sorry, TTG is tabletop game, right?
A TCG, trading card game.
Trading card game. Okay, got you.
Yeah. So Hearthstone really scratches that trading card game like on the go itch, because it's available on your phone, and so you can just, you know, whip your phone out, have a quick 5-minute game and crack on with whatever you're doing. Let's say you're on the bus or the train or whatever, provide your connection's stable, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really enjoyed it. I think the events that they have on are very, very fun. So they'll set limitations on being like, hey, this week in this playlist, you can only play as like with undead cards, for example. So like force you to get creative with the game, which I think that's a lot of fun. Personally.
It also stops like a meta, doesn't it, in that mode? I thought that mode was really fun because as someone who was brand new to it, all of my cards were the basic ones.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, being forced to play a pre-built deck and everyone having the same one put you on the same level, which I thought was really good.
It was cool. It was a really good way to dip your toes in. It's
dip them in and give them a wiggle around.
What's that thing on TikTok? Piggy dipping. Have you listened to the piggy dipping thing?
No.
Ah, okay, I'll have to show you that later. Okay. To kind of go into some of the mechanics of this, as mentioned, it's a typical trading card game in that there's a couple of ways that you can force your opponent to lose, be that you take away 30 health from them, or you force them to run out of cards, which then starts taking away their health actively every turn. But on top of that, there are, as mentioned before, you can play as some heroes and or some champions. I believe there's 9 or 10 because they've added one in the most recent patch, which I haven't got to play with. To give you guys an idea, there is Garrosh Hellscream. He's a warrior. These are all going to be characters from Warcraft. essentially, you well, he can be played aggressively by charging minions, or played defensively by putting down minions with taunt, which means that the opponent has to focus on them first. But he also can essentially get a weapon himself, so he himself can become effectively a card. There is a shaman called Thrall, and he can cast spells, which is neat. There's the rogue Valeria, who has a knife, and can deal 2 damage to you each turn on her own. There is a paladin, Uthir the Lightbringer. He is another kind of spell healy kind of one, but he more focused on healing minions and player cards as opposed to the champions themselves. There is Rexar, who can shoot opponents, so while his attacks only may do 1 damage, they completely circumnavigates like any sort of taunts or defenses or anything like that. He can just go straight for you. There is a druid called Malfurion Stormrage. He can summon totems, which give him buffs or the opponent debuffs. So that could be things like healing your cards, like healing you once per turn, taking health away from you once per turn. And he's a bit of a steamroller. There's Gul'dan the Warlock, who can give himself armor every turn. Gives himself 2 armor, and then when you're attacking Gul'dan, you have to break the armor first, and then you can get to his health. There's Jaina Proudmore, the mage, who can send a fireball. And then there's the priest Alduin Rin, who can heal himself for 2 health every turn. But it's not just those base abilities. Depending on what cards you get, you can also change the abilities of them. So I mostly play a pretty aggressive Anduin, who has a card, and I can't remember the name of it offhand now, but essentially it turns into like evil Anduin. And instead of healing 2 damage every turn, he can effectively take Rexar's ability of circumnavigating defenses but deal 2 damage to whatever he wants anytime. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of variety in the gameplay.
Yeah, I think so with the matchmaking, when you come out of the tutorial, I think it kind of keeps you it's skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah.
So I was being paired against level 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as many levels as I got up to, but never really got to people that had been playing the game for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good, but it did mean that there wasn't a huge variety in the champion that people chose when they were fighting me. The other thing I'm not mad on in this game is the universe that it's in. I don't understand why people like Warcraft.
Warcraft's fun.
Is it?
Yeah. Are you talking about like World of Warcraft or just Warcraft?
Just the Warcraft universe. So Warcraft 2 different 3, things. World of Warcraft.
Yeah. World of Warcraft mainly, but
okay, so like 3, which is the one I played a bunch of. It's like an RTS.
So mm-hmm. You played it up, down, left, and right.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Good.
That's the only ways you can move the map.
Oh, ah, good. That makes a lot more sense.
But
I think I still remember a lot of the cheat codes now that I'm thinking about it.
Nice. Yeah. Like picking up San Andreas or Vice City for again after years.
Yeah, like Greed is Good gave you like an extra 100 gold, 100 wood.
I played, and sorry, we'll get back onto Hearthstone in a second. I played Age of Empires recently, mm-hmm. and I remembered the Big Daddy cheat, which gives you a DeLorean with rocket launchers on. And the elephant army I was up against got fucked up.
It's weird how if you put a time-traveling car with artillery on it, it doesn't really stand much of it. Well, the army don't stand much of odds against it.
But yeah, no, back to Hearthstone. I don't like there seems to be a huge disparity between like the more realism-based fantasy stuff and the cartoony goblins. But I just don't get it. I don't get where it's meant to be. I guess I think Hearthstone feels a bit like a bolt-on to games that I've never played.
Yeah, that's so exactly what it is.
I guess I'm not the target audience, really. Yeah.
But, well, I mean, the fact that if the way that I try to look at Hearthstone as kind of living in a vacuum is in the same way that Gwent exists in The Witcher, yeah. where it's a game that exists within universe.
Well, it's like Caravan and Fallout New Vegas. Like,
yeah.
I've never played it once in my life. But with this, you know, I would say I'm a fan of like the Warcraft, you know, series. I love the RTSs, but yeah. not the MMO or whatever, but even then, Joe, you know, your statement of it's not my target game, it should be for me, but it's not. And I think that just comes down to I'm not a fan of like tabletop card games.
Really?
I get that though.
See, but I didn't think I was either. And this is going to be something I was going to come onto recommendations. I think that this game is good, but I think there are much better tabletop card games. I think where Hearthstone wins the battle on tabletop card games is that it's portable.
Yeah. But even would, then, the
any
Pokemon.
Day of the week, let's forget Pokemon. Any day of the week, I would rather play Slay the Spire or Inscription. I'm playing a lot of Inscription at the moment, and that is awesome. It's really good. And I didn't think I cared that much about tabletop card games, but you know, this was a good entry level to that genre, I think.
Yeah. I think what this game is relatively inoffensive. To me it scratches an itch. And you
it's
are
a lot
right.
of itch scratching in this episode.
Tim's been scratching a lot of itches lately. Are you good?
I've so many bug bites you can't imagine.
you need no, some moisturizer.
Hell divers.
Yeah. you are right. There's absolutely a lot more in-depth TCGs, but what this game does to me that's really, really good is that it's very much holding your hand as it introduces you into what its system mechanics are. So if you play a real tabletop game like the Final Fantasy one or Magic the Gathering, you might get a tutorial in the form of a pamphlet or a YouTube video, but this will like make you interact with the elements on the board.
But I also like that this could never be a real-life card game.
Correct.
I really like that because it means that they're not trying to shill something that isn't in the game, although they do try and shill.
Oh, they shill hard.
Currency. But it would be so easy for this game to turn around and be like, oh, well, you've enjoyed this, so why don't you buy the actual game and buy the actual game and buy the cards? And I just... I think it could never be that kind of game because some of the effects that the cards have are so ludicrous that they wouldn't work on an actual table playing opposite someone. And I think that works in the game's favor.
And just to touch on the in-game currency, yes, this game is riddled with microtransactions. I mean, absolutely riddled with them. But there's two things about this. One, the game is completely free to play to begin with. Mm-hmm. They are not locking anything behind a paywall. The only thing that they're locking behind, that the only thing they've got behind paywalls, is the ability to buy more booster packs or maybe character skins. The other thing is that you can completely earn the currency in game just by playing the game.
Yeah. So to me, when a game does that and it's set up that way, like, A, it's free, you can earn the currency by playing it. I got no problem with microtransactions.
No. Like, if it's for those people who are like, oh, I really like this, I want to get a booster pack.
Yep.
That's it.
Sorry, Tim, this is going to have to be edited out. Slade, you've gone really quiet.
Have I?
Not anymore.
Well, I'd leaned away. I'm like...
I also got a new chair and I can now lean away too.
Was it on an episode where I leaned too far back and I fell over?
Yes, it was.
One of my favorite moments of Game Club Pop, that was.
And we didn't get
you
it
You can keep it in, Tim, because we got good conversation out of it.
There you go.
Nope.
Let's talk about a couple of things going on in terms of the production of this game. So Slade rightly pointed out there's a lot of sounds and images from Warcraft 3, from World of Warcraft. This game's obviously taken liberties with things that are within the Warcraft universe. To allow it, like to give it more expansion, essentially, and that can mean, you know, differing art directions, which is probably what Joey alluded to with the cartoony goblins against the pseudo realism consistent fantasy like art direction. But this game has things like it's got people like Eric Dodds was the lead designer on this, and I think he is one of the people who actually worked on World of Warcraft. Peter McDonald is a pretty renowned Blizzard composer who's worked on a number of Blizzard projects. So, like, this had a lot of stuff coming behind it. The only problem being that it's Blizzard, who, by their nature, are quite problematic.
Well, I was going to ask, was this released before or after Blizzard decided to say that they don't want to stand in favor of basic human rights?
This was the game that was involved directly in that conversation.
Right.
Yeah. For those who don't know, there was a Blizzard held a Hearthstone tournament in China, and a Taiwanese player won. And when he instead of giving a victory speech, he repeatedly said "Free Taiwan," and that did not go over well with, I guess, Blizzard's China wing, because they would not give the player the money. They for the tournament winnings, they banned the player, and then Bobby Kotick got on stage and gave the most, like, you know, wet sock handshake apology I've ever seen.
Yeah. Is the tournament scene for Hearthstone big?
I think so. I don't really keep up with it all too much.
Okay.
I think it's still relatively big.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we get to scores and recommendations?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, we can.
Great. I'm going to start off with Slade.
Oh, man, you knew I was texting and not paying attention.
Too fucking right I did. Pay attention.
Okay. So as much as I kind of pooped on this game, I'm not going to recommend it. But there is some, like, work and effort put into it. So I'm just going to give it, slap it with my middle ground score of a 5 out of 10.
Okay. Fair enough. Joey?
I am going to recommend this game because it's free. And there's nothing to lose from it. It's not a big installation. You do have to get Blizzard's stupid launcher, which I'm not a big fan of. But it's, you know, it's an okay entry level game to the table trading card games. The fact that it's multiplayer with real people is also a nice thing that not a lot of other trading card games do online. Yeah, it's good. I think it's 6.5 out of 10.
Cool. I'm also going to recommend it. I think it's a great point of entry to people playing TCGs or people who just want to, you know, they're like, oh, I just want to play a quick game, pop your phone out, 5 minutes, makes commute go by much, much quicker. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
I was going to say you could have a instead, but then you said on the bus as a commuter, and I thought better not say that.
The two aren't mutually exclusive.
I thought that's what they did on buses.
Sorry.
7.
That gives it a 6.1 6 repeating. So 6.16.
I thought you were struggling with the words out of 10 for a second. Nah. Like, come on, Slade, you do this every episode.
I was typing it out. I accidentally closed the score sheet and I didn't have it open, so I was panicking while you two were talking.
But I think 6.16 repeating is a fair assessment.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, Slade, what are we doing this time next week?
This time next week, to preface this, I hope everybody enjoyed the DLC episodes, but I thought this for this one, I would drag Joey and Tim along with me. We're going to play the first Call of Duty, the 2003 one.
Kicking and screaming is what he means by dragging along.
Yep, you make me play silly phone games twice, I'm doing this to you.
All right, well, join us next time. But in between those episodes, Joey is going to go find out what a Myalurk really sounds like. See you all in the next week's episode, everyone.
It wasn't me.
Bye.
I think it sounds a bit like when I gagged on the coconut.
'Stamble.
Wow, how's it feel to be in the post-amble, guys?
Short, very brief post episode.
Post and ambly.
So I told you both I have a fun quiz for you.
Yeah.
I feel like you lied.
I didn't. I have a really fun quiz.
Okay.
I have a fun quiz with a new jingle.
A new jingle.
Don't worry, Slade. It's a really good one. And it's only 6 seconds long.
Okay.
Okay. So I've been getting back into, like, quite heavy metal again. And one of the things...
Is it just like a blast beat, right? With you screaming, quiz! And like that's the whole thing.
Some of the music is just blast beats and me screaming quiz. but not this time. One of the characteristics of a good metal song is a good breakdown. Okay?
Sure.
The best thing about modern metal is people are getting really inventive with what they say to call in the breakdown. I have 5 real breakdown callouts and five fake ones, and I want you to tell me, is it true or false?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the reason I have to say all of that is because the OG and the best way to call out a blood breakdown is with a simple bleh. Okay? Mm-hmm. Architects are the kings of bleh. And this is something that I found just paying homage to architects. Are you ready for the jingle?
I'm so yep. ready. I could believe it.
Well, the blares added are just the same blare over and over again, Tim. That's not the actual song.
Oh, no, I could believe it.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the call out. I want you both to say true or false. Mm-hmm. And then if it's true, you get the point. If it's not, you don't. I have all the real ones here. So if it's true, you'll get to hear it, okay?
Great. Who wants to keep score? Slade, you, me?
Sure. I don't have a pen.
I'll just type it.
Okay, thank you.
First one, disrespect your surroundings.
True. Oh, true.
Great. That was true. That was day to remember, Mr. Highwayman's thinking about the end, and it goes... Disrespect your surroundings!
Very good.
I thought I'd do the call out and a little bit of the breakdown, otherwise I'd be like... edging you all, and I don't want to do that. The next one is, this is a glass case of emotion.
False.
Slade, true or false?
True.
Tim?
False.
Tim gets the point.
Oh.
If, I'd say I made it up, but it's from Anchorman.
It is.
Number three, you made me put out my cigarette.
True.
Tim?
False.
Tim gets the point again.
Oh.
That one is made up by me. Number four, very simple. Off, off.
Yes, true.
True.
Okay, that one is true. That is knocked loose with counting worms. This is peak. Are you ready?
So ready. Oh, oh! Metal is not a serious genre.
Not loose. If you haven't heard them, are unbelievable. Next one, number five. Hull City Hate Crew. Fuck you.
I think false. That one's real.
Slade?
False.
That one is real by a band called Hull City Hate Crew. And this one I don't like, but I thought the whole bit made it funny. This is how it goes. Hull City Hate Crew.
It's no Sultans of Swing FC.
It's a bit heavy for me, that one. So number six, there are spiders everywhere.
True.
False.
Tim is very good at this.
Tim's already won this, so you might as well just get through it.
But it's more fun this way. That was one I made up. Now Viva La Elton John.
True.
That one is true.
Oh, all over
it. It's Electric Call Boy with Spaceman, and it goes like this. Viva La Elton John, people.
Viva La Elton John.
Next one is, I'm not comfortable in this location.
False.
True.
Slade, you want to just start copying Tim? That one is... false.
How many are there? 10?
10.
Okay.
Next one is, this is Mummy Pig and this is Daddy Pig. True. So this is Peppa Pig. It goes, I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mummy Pig and this is Daddy Pig.
I'm going to go with true.
Okay. Slade?
True, because Tim said it.
That one is true. It's by a band called... Gore Pig, and it's Father Hog. Now, another one that I'm not mad on, but the call out is funny.
That's funny. That's funny.
That's very funny.
And then finally, I don't like this at all, Mama.
True.
Slade? Slade?
Tim said true, so I say true.
Tim, 9 out of 10 on the quiz. That one is false. So I thought I'd take you through some of my favorite call outs that I've
Slade, I'm sorry to have led you astray at the end there.
That's okay.
What was your favorite?
The Peppa Pig one.
Peppa Pig Nugget. One's pretty great.
Peppa Pig one.
I'm disappointed it wasn't Arf Arf.
Second place. Good.
Second place. The Peppa Pig one was a little funnier, though.
Yeah, that was my really fun quiz. Do you want the jingle again just to round it out?
Absolutely. Open surprises!
Bleh.
Bleh. All right, well, thanks for joining us this week on Game Club Pod, everyone. We'll see you all in 2 weeks' time for Call of Duty.
And don't forget, disrespect your surroundings.